Welcome back to another episode of This Week on Channel 9. I'm your host, Christina Warren, Senior Cloud Developer Advocate. Now, Bruno Borges, one of my fellow CDAs, he thinks that my intro should be something more exciting. Now, I'm curious to hear your thoughts, so let me know in the comments. Today, my title will be Certified Beyoncé Stan, because I'm going to the On the Run 2 tour tonight in Seattle. I'm so excited. You can be assured that I will be wearing Beyoncé merch next week. Now, I'm going to try to fit assorted Beyoncé references into this week's show, even if I can't be as flawless as Queen Bee. See what I did there? Okay, enough about me. Let's get into this week's latest dev news. Have you recovered from Microsoft Ignite? I'm going to be honest. It's Thursday as I record this, and I am still recovering. So much cool stuff was announced, and I met so many amazing people, including lots of Channel 9 viewers. Thanks to all of you who came up to me and said hello. But if you missed any of the Ignite content, you can view the sessions at techcommunities.microsoft.com. And over at Channel 9, we've got all of our Channel 9 live sessions, including interviews with Jeffrey Snover, Mark Rusinovich, Ann Johnson, and Corey Sanders. So check out the links in the show notes and the description for all the Channel 9 stuff, both on YouTube and the Channel 9 homepage. And if you weren't able to be at Ignite, don't worry, we are taking the show on the road. The Ignite tour kicks off this December in Berlin, and we will be in dozens of cities across the world, including Toronto, Sydney, Singapore, Sao Paulo, Mumbai, Amsterdam, Dubai, Stockholm, London, Johannesburg, and more. So check out the show notes and description for a link to more information, and lots of us from Microsoft will be getting into formation, and we would love to see you in your city. In other event news, a reminder that the Java User Group European Tour kicks off next week. It's a partnership between Microsoft, Pivotal, and the Java community, and so advocates from Microsoft and Pivotal will be hitting the road to show off how Java and Spring developers can bring reactive Spring Boot applications to the cloud. Exciting. So the first event actually kicks off in Dublin on Monday, October 8th. So check out the show notes and description for a link to all the info and RSVP for your city. Now, it's now October, which means that I'm fully embracing waking up like this. Okay, I admit that was a bad Beyoncé pun, but seriously, it's October, and in addition to scary movies and lots of candy, it's also Hacktoberfest. And Hacktoberfest is a collaboration started by GitHub and DigitalOcean, and this year Twilio is along for the ride too, and it celebrates and encourages contributions to open source. And like I said last week, or last show, Microsoft is participating too. So if you can make at least one pull request on any Microsoft repo between October 1st and the 31st, you will get a limited edition t-shirt designed by Ashley McNamara, who's a cloud developer advocate and graphic designer. And the shirt design is awesome, check it out. And Microsoft pull requests count towards the Hacktoberfest PRs too, so if you're trying to earn both shirts, you can. Check out the show notes and the description for a link with all the details. After you submit your PR, you'll need to fill out a form so that we can get you your shirt. And if you're new to contributing to open source, check out a post from Stephanie Murillo at the open source blog for some great tips for maintainers and contributors alike. Also note that contributors don't have to come in the form of code. Improving documentation is a great place to start, and you can check out our development documentation by searching opensource.microsoft.com with the keyword docs or by visiting the Microsoft Docs GitHub org. And speaking of docs, I want to give a shout out to one of the announcements from last week at Ignite, which was the launch of the new Microsoft Learn platform. And this is where I try to make an awkward Daddy Lessons reference, and then we'll just stop. Okay. So available at Microsoft.com/learn, this is a new platform built atop docs.microsoft.com to be the best place to start learning Microsoft technologies. And as you can see, I am wearing my Microsoft Learn shirt this week. And if you take the first module about getting started with Microsoft Azure, you might just see a familiar face in the video. Now, we've already got more than 80 hours of content for Azure, Dynamics 365, Power Apps, Microsoft Flow, and Power BI, and we want your feedback on making the content as good as it can be. Content is organized by learning path, and each learning path offers step-by-step tutorials with interactive coding environments that provide, you know, free fixed-time access to Azure resources without even requiring a credit card. And as you use Microsoft Learn, you can earn points, level up, get achievements and trophies, and more. So as I said, check out the site and let us know your feedback. We really want to make this the best place to learn. And check out the show notes and description for a link to get started. On Channel 9 this week, we've got lots of great content. We've got things like the season premiere of Five Things. This time, Burke is joined by Damian Brady and some special guests to talk about DevOps. We also did a live episode of Five Things at Ignite, and I'll link to that show in the show notes and description too. On the open source show, my pal Brandon Minnick is joined by SourceD's Francesc Campoy to talk about the Go programming language and why it's so popular. And speaking of open source, in some open source news, Facebook has released the preview release for PyTorch 1.0, its open source AI framework. And the latest additions to the framework include a new hybrid front end that enables tracing and scripting models from eager mode into graph mode for bridging the gap between exploration and production deployments. There's also a revamped Torch distributed library that allows for faster training across Python and C++ environments. And there's an eager mode C++ interface, which is released in beta for performance critical research. And on Azure, we are supporting PyTorch as a first class framework on Azure with exciting new capabilities in the Azure Machine Learning public preview refresh. So check out the show notes for a description for a link to both a blog post outlining what's new and how you can use PyTorch with Azure Machine Learning, including with pre-configured data science virtual machines that are pre-installed with PyTorch. In some Windows news, there was a ton of new hardware updates at the Surface event in New York City. So in addition to the updated Surface Pro 6, the Surface Laptop 2, and Surface Studio 2, and the matte black Surface Laptop and Surface Pro 6 are totally calling my name, Microsoft also announced new Surface headphones that are wireless and noise canceling, which is great. But get this, you can adjust the noise canceling options like on the side. I'm definitely buying these. Alongside the new products, and again, the black laptops are totally calling my name, the Windows 10 October 2018 update was pushed out this week, and it has tons of new features. So along with those new features are new APIs for developers, and you can check out the show notes and description for a link to everything new, as well as a few highlights from Clint Ruckus, including WinUI library, density UI improvements, and the MSIX packaging tool. Also, a personal request, now that dark mode is becoming a thing, developers who build dark mode support into their Windows apps have my undying love. Also, I saw this on Twitter, care of Rich Turner, who's my favorite command line guru, a really great GitHub repo from Mike McCana that shows off his PowerShell profile along with instructions for how to get started with PowerShell if you've been using some sort of Nix system for like 20 years. And as a Bash person, look, I'm basic, I know this. I'm always curious about new shells, and PowerShell, especially PowerShell Core, intrigues me. So thank you, Mike, for putting your profile and install instructions up on GitHub. I wonder what kind of shell user Beyonce is. I bet she's Z Shell. She's so cool. She has to be Z Shell. Hold up. I know that this was a long episode, but we're not done yet. It is time for my pickup of the week. So this week I have two picks, but they're related because they are source code for classic projects. And the first is the re-open sourcing of MS-DOS 1.25 and 2.0. So back in 2014, Microsoft released the source code to MS-DOS 1.25 and 2.0 to the Computer History Museum. And that was awesome, and it got lots of attention, as it should, because it was such an important component to modern computing history. But last week, Microsoft re-open sourced the MS-DOS source code on GitHub, where it will be much easier to find and read. And Rich Turner added this note to his blog post, and I'm just going to repeat it here, which is, it's important, as noted on the repo README, the source files are being published for historical reference purposes to allow the exploration and experimentation for those interested in early PC operating systems. The source will be kept static, so please don't send pull requests suggesting any modifications to the source. Still, this is so cool, and I love that it is on GitHub. In similar news, the source code for Logo on the Apple II was found and put on GitHub with permission from its authors. And Logo is a programming language designed for learning, and millions of people coded their first programs using the famous Turtle interface. Logo has been ported to basically every platform out there. My husband actually first learned to code using an Atari 400 before I was even born, but plenty of people got their start on the Apple II thanks to its prevalence in US schools. And I'm actually pretty sure that my introduction to code was using Logo on a Mac in the early 1990s. Anyway, the source code can be run in an emulator, or you can just look at the assembly goodness, because why wouldn't you want to? So thank you, Lars, for finding and preserving this code for future generations. And thanks to the teams at Microsoft for putting DOS on GitHub so that more people can see how much great stuff got started. Well, that does it for me. I'm not sorry to have to leave to go enjoy Beyoncé. Let me know your favorite Beyoncé song in the comments, or if you can't narrow it down to just one, the first programming language you ever used. If you like this video, be sure to hit that like button and subscribe to us on YouTube. We are Microsoft Developer, so that you can get all of your latest dev and Beyoncé adjacent content. See you next week.